countries. On Monday, May 21st, Esa-Pekka Salonen leads musicians from the CSO in a celebratory concert closing the 20th season of New Music at Symphony Center. Tickets are available at cso.org.
All this week on WBEZ's Morning Shift, voices of Chicagoland's opioid crisis. Beyond the rhetoric, you'll hear from people on the front lines of the drug epidemic in our area. Listen every morning this week at 9:15 on 91.5 FM WBEZ.
Now let's get a look at the weather forecast for the rest of today. Sunny skies, a high of 78, but 50s along the lakefront. We'll see clear skies tonight, a low of 51.
Democrats are on track for a rare victory on the Senate floor. They have the votes to overturn the GOP-controlled FCC's decision to repeal Obama-era net neutrality rules.
People underestimate the passion of Internet voters at their peril. They are mad, and they want to know what they can do. And this vote will make things crystal clear.
I'm Ari Shapiro. The politics behind equal access to the Internet this afternoon on All Things Considered from NPR News.
On WBEZ Chicago.
It's 78 degrees at 2:39. I'm Melba Lara with WBEZ News Headlines. President Donald Trump says the U.S. has not been notified about North Korea's threat to cancel the planned summit with Kim Jong-un next month. North Korea threatened earlier in the day to scrap the historic summit between Trump and Kim, saying it has no interest in a one-sided affair meant to pressure the North to abandon its nuclear weapons. Trump maintained that he still is insisting on the country's denuclearization and that the summit should go on. Two new climate reports say Indiana's forests will likely benefit from longer growing seasons, but that Indiana will also face increased spring flooding and summer droughts. The reports are part of Purdue University's Indiana Climate Change Impact Assessment. Richard Phillips is an associate professor of biology at Indiana University. He says increasing temperatures may benefit some animal and plant species, but may also be detrimental to some trees.